This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Several Republican governors are slamming President Biden's new vaccine requirements. They cover as many as 100 million Americans in the federal workforce and private business as well. Jackie Quinn reports.
Montana Republican Governor Greg Gianforte is calling a new vaccination mandate unlawful and un-American. He's made it illegal in his state for private employers to require that workers get vaccinated. Mississippi Republican Governor Tate Reeves calling the plan unconstitutional and terrifying, suggesting that President Biden was a tyrant. The president, in his speech on his new COVID plan, criticized elected officials who are
working to undermine the fight against COVID-19.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
In his speech last night at the White House, the president got tough on Americans who have not gotten the vaccine yet.
We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
About 80 million Americans have not yet gotten a COVID shot. They say it keeps students safe from COVID. The Los Angeles School District says students 12 and older must be vaccinated before they can return to classrooms next year. School board member Jackie Goldberg says it helps protect everybody if those kids get a shot.
That means that people have to sometimes do things that they're uncomfortable with, that they're not sure of.
At least six people were wounded in a shooting in East St. Louis, Illinois. The suspects reportedly crashed their getaway vehicle into a passenger train before being captured hours later. The Justice Department is suing Texas over a new state law that bans most abortions, arguing that it was enacted in open defiance of the Constitution. Football's back. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Dallas Cowboys last night 31-29. This is AP News. Residents in Louisiana are still struggling almost 2 weeks after Hurricane Ida smashed into the coast.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says more than a quarter million people in the state remain without power more than 12 days after Category 4 Hurricane Ida came ashore.
While much progress has been made, there's still a significant number of people without power.
The lengthy power outage adding to the misery and costs to small businesses, especially restaurants that have lost hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of food to spoilage. Business owners from Louisiana to Connecticut are trying to come to grips with not only dealing with insurance companies and FEMA, but also how to bring back workers and customers. Those with damaged buildings also face uncertain repair timelines due to shortages of both construction supplies and workers. I'm Tim McGuire.
The U.S. is doubling the fine for people who break the mask rule on airplanes. Offenders could be fined $500 or more. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.